Hello there, and welcome to a brand new series of New Day Dawning, Radio Tyneside's devotional programme, brought to you each Sunday morning with Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick. Today's programme is about responsible stewardship of the world we live in. So I'm going to begin our programme this morning with a beautiful song sung by the late Eva Cassidy. It's a modern version which includes the voice of Katie Melua, and it's called Wonderful World.
I see trees that are green, red roses too. I watch them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark sacred nights, and I think to myself, what a the people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? But they're really saying, I love you. I see trees of green,
early episode of ITV's popular drama series Downton Abbey, the main character, Robert Crawley, known as Lord Grantham, was challenged about the ethics of owning such a large home and estate, and he replied with all seriousness, "I'm not the owner. I'm only a custodian. Downton is my life's work." We need to remind ourselves too that we are custodians, stewards of God's world, not masters of it. Here's a hymn called The Earth is the Lord's, inspired by Psalm 24 and sung by the Maranatha Choir. Often do we stop to reflect in awe at the beauty of our world, or take time to reflect on how very fragile it is. We haven't fared very well as custodians of it, have we? Over the ages, our planet has had to make many comebacks after warfare, ecological catastrophes, exploitation and greed. Entire species of flora and fauna have been wiped out, and our land has been polluted and our waters poisoned. And yet nature somehow has blossomed again and again. But if our carelessness and neglect of it persists, might we one day pass its tipping point, a point of no return? Here's a song called Open Our Eyes, Lord, sung by Oslo's Gospel Choir.
Open the eyes.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart.
Today I'm reading from Luke chapter 16, verses 1 to 9, a parable of the dishonest manager. Jesus told his disciples, "There was a rich man whose manager was accused of wasting his possessions. So he called him in and asked him, 'What is this I hear about you? Give an account of your management, because you cannot be my manager any longer.' The manager said to himself, 'What shall I do now? My master is taking away my job. I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I'll do, so that when I lose my job here, people will welcome me into their houses.' So he called in each one of his master's debtors. He asked the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' 900 gallons of olive oil,' he replied. The manager told him, 'Take your bill, sit down quickly, and make it 450. Then he asked the second, 'And how much do you owe?' 1,000 bushels of wheat,' he replied. He told him, 'Take your bill and make it 800. The master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light. I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourselves, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. Let's listen to I Hear Your Voice, sung here by Margaret Scott and United Folk. Dishonest manager or steward in our Bible reading reminds me of a similar character from a book called In God's Name by David Yalup. Here we find a man who manipulated others to gain power. It seems that he used his privileged position to find out the names of a shortlist of three people all up for a top job, and he telephoned each candidate separately to say he was going to fix it for them to be successful. Next day he had one very grateful applicant who would not forget him in the future. The other two didn't matter to him anymore. The manager in our Bible reading was very astute too, for he fixed his future to make sure he had grateful friends and good connections, and his master actually commended him for his actions. He had what we would call nous, and rather than do nothing at all, he did something. Let's listen to a song called Tapestry by Don McLean.
Every thread of creation is held in position by still other strands of things living. In an earthly tapestry hung from the skyline of smoldering cities, so grey and so vulgar as not to be satisfied with their own negativity, but needing to touch all the living as well. And every breeze that blows kindly is one crystal breath we exhale on the blue diamond heaven. as gentle to touch as the hands of the healer, as soft as farewells whispered over the coffin. We're poisoned by venom with each breath we take from the brown sulfur chimney and the black highway snake. And every dawn that breaks golden is held in suspension like the yolk of the egg in albumen, where the birth and the death of unseen generations are interdependent in vast orchestration and painted in colors of tapestry thread. When the dying are born and the living are dead, and every pulse of your heartbeat is one liquid moment that flows through the veins of your being, like a river of life flowing on since creation, approaching the sea with each new generation. You're now just a stagnant and rancid disgrace that is rapidly drowning the whole human. And every fish that swims silent, every bird that flies freely, every doe that steps softly, every crisp leaf that falls, all the flowers that grow on this colorful tapestry, somehow they know that if man is allowed to destroy all we need, he will soon have to pay with his life for his greed.
There we hear that all creation is interconnected. We harm one part of it, and the rest suffers. As this song's just said, every fish that swims silent, every bird that flies freely, every doe that steps softly, every crisp leaf that falls, all the flowers that grow on this colourful tapestry, somehow they know that if man is allowed to destroy all they need, he will soon have to pay with his life for his greed. If we are guilty of mismanagement of our world as its custodians, of being wasteful, greedy, and uncaring, we shouldn't be at all surprised to be named offenders. How do we change our ways? Well, we could begin by living less selfish lives. We could give more generously, spend less lavishly and impulsively, and teach our children to be wiser stewards than we have been. And of course, it's not just our wealth we need to share. There's our skills, our gifts, our talents. They've been entrusted to us too, and don't just belong to us. They belong to God for his purposes and are to be shared with others. In our next hymn it says, "The vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus a pardon receives." You may recognise those words. Of course, it's the hymn, "To God Be the Glory," and it comes to us from the Royal Albert Hall.
Oh,
This is Radio Tyneside, hospital radio for Newcastle and Gateshead, broadcasting on Channel 1 of Hospedia, the Ward Entertainment System, on 1575 AM in the hospital community and on Radio Player. When an old Native American Indian chief called Chief Seattle finally agreed to hand over his land to the white authorities in 1854, his actual words, now lost, were altered through time by those wishing to put forward an important environmental message. But let's hear some quotes from them, for they still reflect the philosophy of the Native Americans and are wise words for us today. Let's listen to some of those quotes. All things are connected. Whatever befalls the earth, befalls the sons of the earth. Man does not weave the web of life. He is merely a strand of it. Whatever he does to the web, he does to himself. What is man without the beasts? If all the beasts were gone, man would die from a great loneliness of the spirit. For whatever happens to the beasts soon happens to man. All things are connected. And then there's this one. Continue to contaminate your bed, and you will one night suffocate in your own waste. And finally this quote. When the buffalo are all slaughtered, the wild horses all tamed, the secret corners of the forest heavy with the scent of many men, and the view of the ripe hills blotted by talking wires. Where is the thicket? Gone. Where is the eagle? Gone. And what is to say goodbye to the swift and the hunt? The end of living and the beginning of survival. Let us pray that God will bring about real change in our lives, that we as one world may become custodians who preserve life rather than destroy it. And let's ask God's forgiveness, that he may bring peace to our souls in all our future decision making. This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick at Radio Tyneside. Thank you for listening to New Day Dawning. Please join us again next Sunday morning at 7. If you've any requests, comments, or if you want to publicise up-and-coming events in the area, you can contact us online at info@radiotyneside.co.uk. One of our listeners recently requested a song by Daniel O'Donnell, so I'd like to leave you with his version of St. Francis' prayer, "Make me a channel of your peace." Bye for now.
Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith in you. Make me a channel of your peace. Where there's despair in life, let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, only light. And where there's sadness, ever joy. To be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with all my soul. Make me a channel of your peace. Tis in pardoning that we are pardoned, in giving to all men that we receive, and in dying that we're born to eternal life. As to love with all my soul. Make me a channel of your peace. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. In giving to all men that we receive. And in dying that we're born to eternal life. Make me a channel.